Follow us on Twitter at YMTE. Friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/youmethemeverybody. And for details on Monday and Tuesday nights at the Hungry Brain, go to youmethemeverybody.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, sitting in a relatively warm Washington, D.C. apartment, speaking with...
Tony Beasley.
And Tony and I are going to do a Golden Globes preview. Why do we do this? Well, I enjoy entertainment somewhat. Tony, why do we do this?
Oh, I don't know. We started doing it about 2 years ago, and then we kind of took a break. But since we both care about this so much, it seems appropriate.
I do care about this quite a bit. I don't know why. It makes award shows a lot more fun and interesting. It's like sport. This becomes sport to us.
It does, because we actually compete.
Yes, we do compete. We need to figure out what we're going to wager. I think just DVDs or films or albums. Like, what could we have to buy each other on Amazon, whoever wins and whoever loses? What should the bet be? What do you want that's $20 or under?
Oh, that's a good question. Why don't we come back to that?
We'll come back to that. At the end of the podcast, we will decide what we are wagering. So let's break this down. The listener at home, play along with us. Enjoy your office pool. We're going to go, we're on goldenglobes.org. It's their main page. It's their blog. They list everything 1 through 25. We're not going to do the mini series because no one cares. We're going to start at 20 and go backwards. 20 is best musical by an actor in a television series, comedy or musical. We got Alec Baldwin in 30 Rock, Steve Carell with The Office, Thomas Jane in Hung, Matthew Morrison in Glee, and Jim Parsons from The Big Bang Theory. Tony, who are you putting your money down on?
Probably Alec Baldwin. He seems to win this award pretty regularly now.
I would agree, but why are you going to definitely – are you locked in right now? Are you locked in? All right, I'm going to go with Steve Carell simply because it's his last year. That's my thing. But that might backfire because I think technically he'll be up for it next year as well. Either way, I'm locked in with Steve Carell.
Have you ever seen Glee?
I have seen Glee.
Okay, I haven't.
I don't think he's going to win, though. I don't know why. I think I think Glee will win Best Television Series, but that's two questions from now.
Really? Okay.
All right. Number 19, Best Performance by an Actress in a Television Series, Comedy or Musical. By the way, Golden Globes, your website's wrong. You have it as Est Performance by an Actress in a Television Series. The Est Performance. We have Toni Collette from The United States of Tara, Edie Falco, Nurse Jackie, Tina Fey, 30 Rock, Laura Linney, The Big C, and Lea Michele with Glee. Tony, who are you doing in this category?
So I'm learning now for the first time looking at this webpage that Laura Linney was in a TV show.
Laura Linney's on The Big C, which is on Showtime.
Okay.
And it shares a night with Weeds. They did a promo together with Laura Linney and the girl from Weeds.
Okay. I'm gonna go with Toni Collette here.
Why Toni Collette?
I don't know. It's sort of an arbitrary choice. I feel like Tina Fey has won this award before, and so her time is probably up.
I'd agree with that. I will have a similar mind frame and go with Edie Falco, though, with Nurse Jackie, just because I don't think the foreign press could ever give The Sopranos the amount of love they think it deserves. So that's my simple guess. Number 18, Best Television Series, Comedy or Musical, 30 Rock, The Big Bang Theory, The Big C, Glee, Modern Family, and Nurse Jackie. What are you going with?
This is tough because it seems like 30 Rock has dominated the Golden Globes now for at least 4 or 5 years. Maybe it hasn't been that long. So I've really just got to go with them again.
Are you going to go with 30 Rock? I am not going to go with 30 Rock. So far, we have three categories, three different choices. I'm going with Glee. I think they're going to give it to Glee and not give it to any one single performer because that is a true ensemble cast, and it seems to appeal to a lot of people. Modern Family, I don't know, might be the black sheep in this. Well, that doesn't even make sense. I think they're going to win. I think it's going to go between Glee or Modern Family. I'm locked in with Glee.
Do you mean Dark Horse?
Dark Horse Comics. Yes, I do mean Dark Horse Comics. Thank you. Tony, right. How are things, by the way? Where are you living right now?
I'm fine. I'm in Minneapolis still.
You've been there for a while.
Yeah, it's been 2 years. I remember you started the podcast kind of right when I moved here.
Yeah, so you're going to stay for a little bit longer?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, that's good news. Best performance by an actor in a television series drama. Steve Buscemi from Boardwalk Empire, Bryan Cranston for Breaking Bad, Michael C. Hall for Dexter, John Hamm for Mad Men, or Hugh Laurie in House. Tony, what are you going with?
God damn, man. This is I think this is the most stacked category of anything on the entire site, including movies.
Yeah, this is a really hard one.
It's really tough. If I'm not mistaken, Michael C. Hall won last year.
He did win, and people thought he was dressed inappropriately because he had a skull cap on. He was going through chemo, everybody.
It's because he had cancer.
Cancer. And his former wife is his former current co-star. They just got divorced. So Michael C. Hall, great year.
I know that they're in the process of getting a divorce. So that's kind of sad.
Yeah, it really matters.
For them. That's sad for them. I don't know. I think this season, from what I've heard, this season of Dexter has not lived up to the previous one. Okay. So I think I'm actually going to go with Bryan Cranston.
You're going with Bryan Cranston. He won this before. I know he won the, not the Golden Globe, but the Emmy for this.
Okay.
I don't think he's won the Golden Globe. I'm going with Steve Buscemi.
Either way, you're going to go with Buscemi?
I'm going with Buscemi.
All right.
I just like the idea. Buscemi's everyone in this category is great. I love all of these people.
Yeah.
But Buscemi is a fucking ghoul. He looks like a ghoul, and I want to see a ghoul on stage, so maybe that's just wishful thinking. All right, number 16, best performance by an actress in a television series drama, Julianne Margulies in The Good Wife, Elizabeth Moss in Mad Men, Piper Perabo in Covert Affairs, Katie Sagal in Sons of Anarchy, and Kira Sedgwick in The Closer. Have any notes on any of this?
Not really. I know that Juliana Margulies is well regarded role in The Good Wife.
Did she win this last year or the Emmy last year? She won one of them. It's a good show. Yeah, watch that show.
I don't know. Why is Closer and not in all caps?
There's a lot of problems with this site. Why is it Est Performance? I think that's a bigger deal than The Closer not being in all caps. But you're right. Go to this website. It's highly flawed. Also, look at this. Look at The Walking Dead for our next category, 15. The last thing, it says The Walking Dead AMC with no space. It's insane. Like, whoever did this is an idiot.
This is awful.
This is an awful website, Golden Globes. Get on it. So who are you going to pick for...
Well, just like people at the actual award ceremony, whoever was doing this was probably drunk.
Oh, zinger. That's a zinger, Tony. You just delivered one. Do you notice I talk different now?
Yeah, you talk more like a radio person.
Yeah, I talk like an asshole. No, I do. I just talk like a fucking dick all the time. And I'm not even like aware I'm on mic half the time.
I'm drinking.
What are you drinking?
A Bell's Pale Ale. It's good.
Yeah, it sounds good. I haven't had a beer in a while. I've been drinking wine a lot. You don't like wine? See, you've never been fat. That's why you could drink beer and not worry about it. My whole thing is wine right now. Wine and whiskey. Pick a number. Or pick a lady.
I'm going to go with... I'll go with Margulies.
I'm going with Elizabeth Moss.
Who won last year? Does Kyra Sedgwick win this award a lot?
Yes, she does.
Okay. I've never seen The Closer. Sorry.
I think you should be even sorrier. Okay. Best television series... Boardwalk Empire, Dexter, The Good Wife, Mad Men, or The Walking Dead. Who are you going to go with?
Mad Men.
You're going with Mad Men? I don't think so. I loved this season of Mad Men. I just think it's going to go to Boardwalk Empire.
Oh, I just don't think so. This is one I feel very sure about.
Here's why I'm thinking Boardwalk Empire. Boardwalk Empire. Doesn't Omar from The Wire have a role in Boardwalk Empire?
A small role.
Exactly, but he's got a role. This is the only way they can give The Wire some love. That's why I'm going with best television series is going to the Boardwalk Empire.
Well, they had plenty of chances to give The Wire some love, and they never did.
Exactly, but I think now this is the same reason why they're going to give Edie Falco the best actress in a comedy award. They're going to give it to Boardwalk Empire. Like, we have to acknowledge how great HBO is. Let's give them an award. That's what my thought is. Am I totally insane in this?
Maybe.
Okay.
I just think that my methodology is a little bit simpler. I just think Mad Men is a superior show.
Well, did you like this season of Mad Men?
I thought it was one of the best seasons of any TV show I've ever seen in my life.
Completely agree. Everyone hates the ending. The ending is brilliant. It's total David Lynchian in a way.
Who hates the ending? Who are these people?
Well, my girlfriend thinks it's a dream. No, wait. Somebody thinks it's a dream. I don't know if it's my girlfriend. Somebody... I don't know. It's a fucking fantastic show. Everyone thinks it's just a soap opera, or they love it. There's no in between. It's brilliant. I'm on the Lovett side.
The John Lovett side. It is such a brilliant show. It's so brilliantly written and funny and clever and disarming.
And what did he say? Three more seasons and that's it? Something like that?
Did they say that?
Yeah, he put a good. Matthew Weiner put an end date on it, which I think is brilliant.
Good. You have to. It's a period piece. You have to end it somewhere. I love it. Good. I'm glad he said that.
I don't know that. Because the Happy Days did spin off Joni Lips Chachi. So don't know, because I kind of want to see what happens to Peggy in the 70s.
At some point, it's got to stop spinning off. At some point, it's going to be in like the 70s.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be weird.
Don Draper's got a gut. When Don Draper evolves into Alec Baldwin's character in the 30 Rock. Like, that's just the 80s. It's just going to be bad hair. And then all of a sudden, flash forward. Oh, it's Don Draper, actually, the whole time. And there actually is a god, and this show proves it.
Did you see The Walking Dead? I'm a little surprised that it's on here.
I did not see The Walking Dead. I understand why it was nominated. That show had so much fucking buzz, man. How could it not be nominated?
But there's a lot of TV shows on, and that one just kind of popped out of nowhere for a little while.
Oh, that got a huge buzz. And that was like premiering after Mad Men, so everyone that liked Mad Men knew about it, and all the fucking graphic novel guys.
There's a lot of shows on TV, like, you know, House could be on here.
I think House is nominated for something, wasn't he? No, House, actually. No, Hugh Laurie was nominated for House.
Well, so, Hugh Laurie is, but, you know, as a show, and then, you know, there's probably lots of stuff on regular network TV.
I don't know. I understand why they nominated it.
Or what about Breaking Bad? Breaking Bad's on
here.
Good call.
Breaking Bad is not on there. So maybe you're right with a Bryan Cranston nod for Breaking Bad. That makes me think Bryan Cranston's not going to win, though, because it's not even fucking nominated. The TV, though, the TV, not that bad in terms of what they nominated compared to the films. Let's get to the films. You want to pause or do you want to keep going?
It's up to you, man.
Let's keep going. Number 14, Best Original Song, Motion Picture. A, Bound to You, Burlesque. B, Coming Home, Country Strong. C, I See the Light, Entangled. D, There's a Place for Us, Chronicles of Narnia, The Voyage of the Dawn Treader. Treader?
Colon, The Voyage of the Dawn Treader.
Treader? Like treadmill?
Treader.
Okay.
The Dawn Treader. Yeah, you're right.
And E, You Haven't Seen the Last of Me, Burlesque. Tony, where are you putting your money down on this one?
Oh, man, I have no idea. I didn't know Burlesque was out already.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tangled. I'm going with Tangled.
Yeah, I'm with you. This is the first one we agree on. Burlesque cancels each other out, I think.
It splits the vote.
Yeah, I think Country Strong is two. This is the foreign press. I don't see that winning anything. Tangled, I guess, was decent. Let's go with that. Okay, moving on. Number 13, Best Original Score, Motion Picture. A, Alexander Desplat from The King's Speech. Danny Elfman in Alice in Wonderland. A.R. Rahman in 127 Hours, Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross in The Social Network, or Hans Zimmer with Inception. Tony, who's going to win?
You probably know who my sentimental favorite is here.
Well, you want Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross to win.
Yeah, I think I want and I believe that they're going to win the Oscar for this, so I think that this is going to be the preview to that happening. So I am going to pick, you know, Reznor and the other guy.
Reznor and Atticus. All right, I'm going to go with the probably obvious choice for a lot of people, which is Hans Zimmer from Inception, just because his entire score was... Yeah, that's going to win.
It was very loud. It was very loud. I didn't think it was particularly good.
Took a fucking mallet to a piano and created the score for Inception. Moving on, number 12, Best Screenplay Motion Picture. Danny Boyle and Simon Beaufoy for 127 Hours. Lisa Clarendenko, I don't think I'm pronouncing that right, and Stuart Bloomberg for The Kids Are All Right, Christopher Nolan with Inception, David Siedler with The King's Speech, and Aaron Sorkin for The Social Network. What do you think?
This is the one I'm the most confident about out of any category. I'm going to go with Sorkin.
Yeah, same here. I don't like Sorkin. Do you like Sorkin?
As a person?
As his work.
As his work? I'm generally a fan, yeah.
See, did you like The West Wing?
I love The West Wing. Wasn't a huge fan of Studio 30.
Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip.
Yeah.
No, I fucking hated Studio 60. I saw three episodes. I couldn't stand it. I watched a handful of West Wing.
You're in the majority.
Not my cup of tea. I live in D.C. now. Everyone I know loves that show, so fuck that. But I think you're right. I think he is going to win that. Okay, number 11, Best Director, Motion Picture. Darren Aronofsky with Black Swan. Fincher for The Social Network. Tom Hooper for The King's Speech, Christopher Nolan with Inception, and David O. Russell for The Fighter. This is an interesting category. Who are you going to put your money down on?
It is. Up until yesterday, I would have said Fincher for 100% lock, but I think Aronofsky might have a fighting chance, especially with the foreign press.
Has Fincher won?
oh, no, there's no way he would have won for anything else. He might have been nominated for Zodiac.
I think he was nominated for Benjamin Button as well.
Oh, yeah, that's right. No, you're right. You're right. But he didn't. He definitely didn't win that. I think Catherine Bigelow won that year.
Yeah. No. Bigelow was last year.
Okay, so this is two years ago.
You're thinking of Slumdog. That's the year Boyle won.
Okay, so Boyle won. So, well, anyway.
This is really tough because did you see The Fighter yet?
I have not seen The Fighter.
It's fantastic. And if this was 1978, David O. Russell would win for Best Director. I just don't think it's going to happen this year. I think people might give it to Aronofsky just because it's like that stands out from the rest of these films. It's a total indie. Christopher Nolan did things as a director that are goddamn near impossible, but I haven't seen The King's Speech. I've heard it's just a subdued drama. I think the safe bet is, like you said, with David Fincher. I'm going to go with Fincher.
Yeah, I'm also going to go with Fincher. The King's Speech, I feel like, is a performance-driven movie.
Yeah.
Inception's going to win other awards. I don't think director. It's got a shot at visual effects and cinematography, I think.
Well, it's a very neat film to watch. You could see where the money goes. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't like the film. Did you like it?
But Nolan's big criticism, and I think it's a valid one, is that he's not tremendous at directing actors.
You don't think so?
Not tremendous. Not as well as Fincher or Aronofsky.
Yeah, Fincher's done some great, very diverse work, which is surprising if you look at his trajectory. Mm-hmm. You didn't think it was going to end up like this. Anyways, moving on. Number 10, best performance by an actor in a supporting role in a motion. Best performance by an actor in a supporting role in a motion picture. Okay.
Best supporting actor.
Yeah, I know. Christian Bale for The Fighter. Michael Douglas in Wall Street.
What?
Money Never Sleeps. It's Wall Street 2, motherfucker. Money Never Sleeps. Andrew Garfield in The Social Network, Jeremy Renner in The Town, and Jeffrey Rush in The King's
Speech. Oh, I'm glad to see Jeremy Renner nominated for this, although I think he has no chance of winning, because I thought he was pretty good in that movie.
Well, you think this was just like a...
And I'm also glad to see that movie even has a nomination for anything.
But do you think this is just like, hey, sorry we fucked up on that last one, congratulations on your best picture?
With Jeremy Renner in The Hurt Locker, you mean?
Yeah, I think that's all this is.
Yeah, well, he's not going to win.
Yeah,
but
well,
I think this is realistically between Christian Bale and Jeffrey Rush.
Wait! Michael Douglas is dying. No, I'm serious. He's fucking dying.
I didn't mean to laugh, but
he's a piece of shit. And Money Never Sleeps. So,
did you see it?
No, I didn't see it.
Well, I didn't either.
I do like Carey Mulligan though. I almost did see it.
Okay.
So, who are you putting your money on?
Complete toss up between Christian Bale and Jeffrey Rush. I'll go with Rush.
Really? Okay, that's fine. Mm-hmm. You have to see The Fighter. He's amazing. He deserves.
I know.
I don't even know. He's got a little less screen time than Wahlberg, but it's like the Samuel L. Jackson, John Travolta thing in Pulp Fiction. Like, yeah, Travolta's got a little bit more screen time, but it's fucking Samuel L. Jackson's movie. The same way Christian Bale steals the fucking show in The Fighter. Just amazing. Moving on, best performance by an actress in a supporting role in a motion picture. It's in motion very oddly there. Amy Adams in The Fighter, Helena Bonham Carter in The King's Speech, Mila Kunis in Black Swan, Melissa Leo in The Fighter, and Jackie Weaver with Animal Kingdom. I have no idea what Animal Kingdom is.
I don't know either. I know it was very well regarded, and out of this list, the performance that I've heard the most about, I think, is Melissa Leo. And you've seen The Fighter, so maybe you can talk about that.
She's amazing. She plays the mom. She's fucking great. Here's the problem. Amy Adams is also really fucking good in that movie. I think it's going to split the vote, and it's going to negate each other. I think no one's seen...
The splitting the vote thing, we've proven before in these podcasts that doesn't really happen.
It does happen. It fucking does happen.
I don't know. I think I seem to recall winning the Oscar.
You won it like one.
But there's a couple that you decided not to vote for the winner because of the splitting the vote.
Yeah.
Fear. So
I think Melissa Leo deserves it, but Amy Adams was equally as good in The Fighter. So if from someone like I would recommend you go with Melissa Leo. I'm gonna go with Helena Bonham Carter because I think they're gonna split the vote.
I'm taking Melissa Leo then.
There you go. She's fucking great.
I'm glad to see Mila Kunis on this list. She's not gonna be nominated for Best Supporting Actress at the Oscars.
Okay. We should skip this, but we're going to do it anyways. Best foreign language film, Beautiful, from Mexico and Spain. The concert.
It's going to be beautiful.
Okay, the concert from France, The Edge in Russia, I Am Love from Italy, In a Better World, Denmark. Why beautiful?
I feel like it's gotten the most buzz. It's got Javier Bardem.
All right, I'm going to not go with it. I'm going to go with I Am Love, which features Tilda Swinton, which Ebert is raving about and is now on streaming. So I'm going to actually go watch I Am Love this week as well. I'm going with I Am Love. All right, I'm surprised we have a split here. Best animated feature film, Despicable Me, How to Train Your Dragon, The Illusionist. What the fuck is The Illusionist?
I don't know. Not to be confused with the movie with Ed Norton.
With Christian Bale, Ed Norton, and David Bowie, The Illusionist. Tangled and Toy Story 3.
That's The Prestige.
That's The Prestige. What the fuck am I thinking of? Who's in The Illusionist?
The Illusionist is the movie with Ed Norton. It came out around the same time, which is very confusing. There was two, like...
Magic Man?
There was two turn-of-the-century magic movies came out the same time. One was The Prestige, one was The Illusionist with Ed Norton and,
Wait, isn't it about the same guy, too?
And the guy from Sideways. No. They're both fictional
people.
Not
Paul Giamatti. Not Giamatti, the other one. You said Sideways.
Oh, maybe it was
Thomas something?
Who was in the... I forget who the other person in The Illusionist was.
I have no... Okay, so now we've confused people. Best animated feature, who are you putting your money on?
Yeah, well, despite all that conversation, I obviously, it's Toy Story 3.
I don't know, man. This is the first time I might not go with
Toy Story. No. It's Toy Story 3. Let's move on.
But How to Train Your Dragon, man. That's gotten a lot of good reviews.
It is. I loved it. I saw it. I thought it was great. I thought it was very, very well done. Toy Story 3 is hands down
going
to win.
All right, I'll put my money in. Thanks. I'm going with Toy Story 3. This is the worst category ever. This next category is fucking awful. The worst category ever. Best performance by an actor in a motion picture, comedy, or musical. Johnny Depp, Alice in Wonderland. Johnny Depp, The Tourist. Paul Giamatti, Barney's Version. Jake Gyllenhaal, Love and Other Drugs. And Kevin Spacey in Casino Jack.
I didn't see any of these goddamn movies. I guess I'll go with a 40% shot of Johnny Depp winning.
Okay, which one? You have to pick.
Do I?
Yes, you have to pick. You have to pick.
It's the same person accepting the award.
No, you have to fucking pick. Johnny Depp in Alice in Wonderland or Johnny Depp in The Tourist?
Alice in Wonderland.
All right, I'm going to go with Kevin Spacey. This is the worst category ever.
That's pretty bad.
Alice in Wonderland's not a good movie. The Tourist seems like an action film. What the fuck?
I heard The Tourist was really bad.
This is insane. This is the worst category I've ever seen. Moving on. Best performance by an actress in a motion picture, comedy, or musical. Annette Bening and Kids Are All Right, Anne Hathaway, Love and Other Drugs, Angelina Jolie, The Tourist, Julianne Moore, The Kids Are All Right, Emma Stone, Easy A. Have you seen The Kids Are All Right?
I'm surprised that, no, I haven't seen it, but I'm surprised.
It's fucking great. It's so good.
Is it correctly classified as a comedy or a musical?
Nope, bullshit. Nope, it's a drama. It's the same way American Beauty is a drama, except you change the score from indie rock to classical music and classic rock to a little bit more indie rock and move it from the East Coast to the West Coast. It's the same fucking idea.
All right, well, that's what confused me a little bit, because I've heard it's got some quite serious undertones.
I watched it with Kelsey, my girlfriend, and the entire time she's like, this is the most depressing movie ever. I didn't think so. I think it's just a fucking great movie. It's a sad state of affairs when that's been nominated for so many things, and it deserves it compared to what else is nominated.
It should be one of the 10 films nominated for Best Picture at the Oscars.
It will definitely. It's going to be the American Beauty. Watch American Beauty from 1999. It does not hold up at all. If The Kids Are All Right wins Best Picture, it will be the exact same thing. It's not a bad movie. It's a really good movie, but it's far from the best movie of the year.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go with Annette Bening.
There you go. I think that's safe money. And also, I just like the idea of Annette Bening and Kevin Spacey winning for Best Supporting Actors 11 years after American Beauty.
Oh, you have really, really just kicked me in the ass with the parallel there. I didn't see it.
Yeah. It's really good, honestly. Both times, Annette Bening is acting with a gay person. One time she's acting, and I think Kevin Spacey's gay, everybody. Kevin Spacey is a gay man. Number four, Best Motion Picture, Comedy or Musical, Alice in Wonderland, Burlesque, The Kids Are All Right, Red, and The Tourist.
Oh, man. Oh, I didn't see this before. I think The Red is one of the worst movies I saw all year.
Yeah, but it's definitely a comedy.
It's a comedy. Good point.
I don't know if Alice in Wonderland is. By the way, I've already written down The Kids Are All Right for you. Do you want to just move on?
Yep.
Okay. Number three, best performance by an actor in a motion picture drama. Jesse Eisenberg, The Social Network. Colin Firth, King's Speech. James Franco, 127 Hours. Ryan Gosling, Blue Valentine. Mark Wahlberg, The Fighter.
My gut says Colin Firth, but people are actually thinking that Eisenberg's got a shot at this, I think.
Who are you going with?
I'm going with Colin Firth.
All right, same here. Did you see last year's A Single Man?
I did not.
He deserves to win this award based on that film from last year. He's a fucking stand-up, amazing actor. All right, number two. Go ahead.
He's going to walk away with some awards this season. It's going to be either here or at the Oscars, for sure.
I think it's insanely good. His performance is just amazing. Best performance by an actress in a motion picture drama. This is quite difficult. Halle Berry, Frankie and Alice, Nicole Kidman, Rabbit Hole, Jennifer Lawrence, Winter's Bone, Natalie Portman, Black Swan, and Michelle Williams, Blue Valentine.
So as usual, if you remember the last time I did this, I was really bad at seeing the movies where actresses were nominated for their lead roles, like The Reader, etc. The only one of these movies I've seen is Black Swan. And, you know, granted, I haven't seen these other movies, but Natalie Portman is pretty outstanding in that movie.
Are you going to go with Natalie?
Pretty outstanding. I guess so, yeah.
I don't know. I think this is Nicole Kidman's award because she plays a mom who loses a child. It's pretty universal. People like her. Ooh. I'm going with Nicole Kidman. It's like the feel awful movie of the year. You got to go with Nicole Kidman. Michelle Williams, though, she might win too. It's not as dramatic. You know what I mean? It's more real. I don't fucking know what the fuck I'm talking about.
I'm not sure if I know who Michelle Williams is.
Oh, seriously? In real, like,
yeah.
Oh, Heath Ledger's ex. She was in Brokeback Mountain, nominated for Best Supporting Actress.
Oh, her. Yeah. Right. Okay.
She's not Joey. What's the other one?
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. Best Motion Picture Drama, Black Swan, The Fighter, Inception, King's Speech, and Social Network. Who are you going with?
Social Network.
Yeah, same here. So this will be an interesting thing.
That was easy.
Yeah, I think what really breaks it down is the TV. None of our TV picks are the same.
Yeah, I think, for the movies, this seems like it's going to be Fincher and Social Network's year.
Yeah.
Seems like it. You never know.
We have,
obviously.
Well, let's run through these really quick. From number 1 to 20, Best Motion Picture, you've got Social Network, I've got Social Networks. Best Actress, you've got Portman, I've got Kidman. Actor, we both have first. Comedy, we have The Kids Are All Right. Comedy actress, Annette Bening for both of us. Comic actor, Tony's got Johnny Depp, specifically in Alice in Wonderland. I've got Kevin Spacey. Animated film, Toy Story 3. Foreign film, you've got Beautiful, I've got I Am Love. Number 9, scrolling up now, it's hard to remember what the fuck these are.
That reminds me of when we were picking the Oscars 2 years ago and we disagreed over
foreign film. Yeah.
And we both, neither of us picked the right one.
Yeah, so that's a wash. I prefer that. I hope we both lose. Supporting actors, you've got Leo, I've got Helena Bonham Carter. Supporting actor, you've got Rush, I've got Bale. Director, Fincher for both of us. Screenplay, we both got Social Network. Score, you've got Reznor and Ross, I've got Zimmer. You've got Industrial, I've got... Music, we have I See the Light from Tangled. Comedy, television, you've got Mad Men, I've got Boardwalk Empire. Actress, you've got Margulies, I've got Moss, because I like breasts. Actor, you've got Bryan Cranston, I've got Steve Buscemi. Comedy, you've got 30 Rock, I've got Glee. That sounds very odd. Comedy actress, you've got Toni Collette, I've got Edie Falco. Comedy actor, you've got Baldwin, I've got Carell. That's different enough that somebody's going to win, somebody's going to lose. What am I buying you if you win?
I think that the prize has to be booze-related in honor of the Hollywood Foreign Press.
Okay, but how could we do that? Could I buy you booze and have it shipped to you?
You could send me money.
No, I'm not sending you money. It's got to be a thing.
I don't know, man. This one might just...
Buy on Amazon.
This one might just be for bragging rights.
No, it's not for... No, I'm done with bragging rights. What can I buy you booze-related? We're not ending the show until we think of something.
Okay.
It could be film related, foreign related, or booze related. So I'm going to type in film, booze, and foreign in Amazon and see what comes up. E-I-D-N. It's really hard to type with a Band-Aid on your finger. Do you ever notice that? Right now, what came up is Foreign Exchange Video on Demand by Jennifer Coolidge. Vanessa Lange's Clint Howard to Nia Raymond. We're not doing that.
No.
No, we're not doing that.
Let's not do that.
We've got the girl who kicked the hornet's nest.
How about the winner? The winner should have to...
College Campus KS Volume 2 on DVD. Buy it new for 72 cents.
How about in honor of our favorite category this year, which clearly is Best Actor in a Comedy Musical?
Oh, that's a given.
The loser should have to buy the winner the Alice in Wonderland DVD.
No, do you actually want that though?
I might watch it.
Oh, here, I got a better one. Let's buy. Why don't we get the silent version?
The silent version?
Yeah. It's like from the 20s or something crazy. It's really old and.
Oh.
Awesome.
Fuck yeah. All right, cool.
It's, I gotta find it, but stay on the line? What the fuck am I talking about? Did you see the Alice miniseries? I think it was a BBC production.
Oh, the one with the really, really scary Jabberwocky?
Yeah, the Tim Curry's in it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Forgot about that. Holy did they do Alice in Wonderland every fucking year? Put in, listener at home, put in Alice in Wonderland in Amazon. This is insane. Holy shit. All right, where the fuck? There's insanely, oh my god. Alice in Wonderland, an adult musical comedy. Do you want that?
Hey, I've got it. The loser has to send the winner a poster of Johnny Depp.
No, because I want to hang this up. I want to make it good. I'm serious. I want to get like a good thing out of this because I'm gonna win. Oh, here we go. We're going to buy each other this. Whoever loses has to buy the other. Vintage Cinema, Experiments in Early Film. It's got Alice in Wonderland, Frankenstein, Pool Sharks, The Mystery of the Leaping Fish. I'll send it to you right now. It's $20. Is that okay for you?
That's fine?
Good. It's got the inspiration for that Tonight Tonight video the Pumpkins did. This will be actually a good thing that would want to own.
Okay, cool.
W.C. Fields, Thomas Edison, and D.W. Griffith are all on the DVD, so we're going to seem real artsy. So, Tony, thank you so much. Listener, we are going to record the follow-up for this a week from today, Sunday, January 16th. That'll be posted on Monday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And that's such a weird day to say, Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Why do you celebrate? Oh, he was assassinated. Oh, okay. So, yeah, out of that tragedy will come Golden Globe results.
It's his birthday.
I know, but yeah, but he wouldn't have got it. So, like, it wouldn't if he was still alive. We wouldn't have the day off. Did you see what I mean?
Okay, that's probably a different podcast.
It's completely relates to the Hollywood Foreign Press. Thanks for listening, everybody. I hope you all win money on this and have a wonderful evening. Hey, Esmeralda, do you like comedy?
I love comedy.
Are you a liar?
No.
Are you sure you're not an awful, awful liar?
No.
Well, have you heard of ReComedy? It's a comedy magazine.
Yes, comedy from the trenches.
How do you know their hit logo? Their hit logo, that doesn't make sense. How do you know their, what is that, slogan? How do you know their slogan?
Because I love comedy and I like magazines.
Why are you such a dirty fucking liar?
I'm not.
All right. Comedy magazine.
I like both.
You like both? What is both?
Comedy and magazines, and they put it in one meat package.
It is a meat package. You can pick up that package at Quimby's and other independent retailers, or go to their website, recomedymagazine.com. The second issue is about to come out. It's featuring Mark Maron. You know who Mark Maron is, Esmeralda?
Yeah.
What does he do?
He does podcasts.
He does do podcasts. It's a podcast issue. So go pick up Recomedy, recomedymagazine.com.